Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, is it all getting lost in the wash?
Hello, I'm Russell from Great Chisel, and I would like to know, why do washing powders remove stains but not dyes?
So to get to the gritty-nitty, how do washing powders work?
My name is Wumi Adamosu, and I work as a scientist looking into improving our laundry detergents at Persil. Okay, to answer the first part, one of the main and important ingredients used is surfactants. And the surfactant molecule is kind of like clever in the way that on one side it has a hydrophobic, that's water-hating molecule chain, and on the other side it has a hydrophilic, water-loving component. The hydrophobic chain finds itself sticking to the stains on your clothes, and the hydrophilic head has a strong attraction to water, and they're able to surround the dirt and roll it up into a small globular type ball. And the end result is that they're able to lift the stain from your cloth into the wash water. We also, to help in the cleaning, some of our detergents contain enzymes, which are naturally derived molecules. Generally, we use different enzymes such as proteases, which break down proteins, and amylase, which breaks down starch. And then finally, another major ingredient that we use, like most other detergent manufacturers, is bleach. The bleach turns the stain into more soluble, colourless particles that can be easily removed and carried away into the wash water. So in actual fact, it can remove bleachable dye stains. So to kind of answer the other part of the question, laundry detergents can remove certain dyes as well as stains.
Most dyes are composed of molecules that these ingredients can't target. Surfactants can't globularise the dyes, nor can enzymes gobble them up unless they're vegetable-based. But bleach can affect dyes, and this is why washing powders designed for coloured clothes don't contain any bleach. Now, you may have seen adverts to wash your clothes at 30 and save energy, but how much energy could a new car save?
Hi, this is Steve from Crowborough. My question is, with the budget introducing the £2,000 subsidy to scrap old cars, I'm trying to figure out how much energy and carbon goes into the manufacture of a new car. Considering the increase in efficiency of the new car, how many miles would I have to drive to achieve an overall carbon saving?
So can you help us to solve our next question of the week? If you have an answer and you'd like to be included in next week's episode, then please email us. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com, or write the answer into the Question of the Week section in our forum, which you can find at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.